Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Drawing from experiences in childhood to transforming talents in her teenage years, Jamie Mays has brought stories and inspirational moments to her writings. The local author, teacher, and motivational speaker has a collection of poetry titled Pennies in My Pocket and joins me in studio to share about her works. Jamie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you first began concentrating on your writing when you were a teen. What brought about that idea? Why writing?
Well, I couldn't really explain to you why writing was chosen, but I grew up in a single-parent home, and we actually had so many issues going on, including suffering from a lot of depression and just coping with the outside and in-home factors that were affecting me. And I just remember having these feelings and emotions that really made me fearful of what the future held for me. And so one day I always tell people it was like God spoke to me and said, write it down. You know, this is going to be the changing factor for your life. And I just started writing, you know, every time I had those feelings of sadness, even when I felt extremely happy, I would just put it on paper.
Yeah. Did you feel your childhood was unlike others you grew up with, or were there some common things that you identified in your childhood?
I didn't think that I was the only person suffering, but I did think my experiences were completely different. I was fortunate enough to grow up in a community where there were a lot of resources available to kids, and you saw a lot of two-parent homes and a lot of what we consider to be kind of the social norm. I, on the other hand, had been born to a teenage mother, and we lived in the projects, and so my viewpoint was a little bit different. And so that right there put a different type of pressure on me. It made me look at things a little bit differently. It made me perceive things a little bit differently. I don't think I was isolated in that experience, but I think that it was the thing that changed my life.
When it comes to writing, did you start reading at a young age? Did that kind of translate over into writing?
Well, I've been a book nerd for a long time.
Okay.
And I can credit that to my mother. She bought plenty of books for us, and anytime, even if it was just picking up maybe one book at a time, she still has this closet that's filled with Babysitter's Clubs and Amelia Bedelia and all these stories, Dr. Seuss books that she bought for us when we were kids, encouraging us to read and to express ourselves. And so, yes, literacy has always been important in my house.
Yeah. Well, you know, for the first time at your high school, you addressed the topic of Black history in a play. How was that received?
Well, coming from a community where we are, African Americans are not the dominant culture there, it was a little bit difficult at first. We did kind of have to fight a little bit to get them to let us put it on, but eventually our school agreed to it. And so I was able to write and direct our school's first Black history play, and it was very well received and well supported from the community. And actually last year, the program has gone from being hosted after school to being hosted during school hours, and 12 years later, it's still running strong.
Wow.
So I'm very proud of that.
Yeah. We mentioned the writing and the plays. Poetry. When did that become a particular interest to you?
I actually started out writing poetry, and poetry led into other things like essay writing and speech presentation. Mm-hmm. But I started out writing poetry. I had discovered Dr. Maya Angelou at a young age. I had read a little bit of Robert Frost. Of course, we'd heard about the great Shakespeare, even though at my younger age, I didn't necessarily understand it the same way I do today. But I had heard about these people. I had seen their works. And so one of the first things that I imagined was how I could write these beautiful masterpieces just like these people, and how I could, even at a young age, put my emotions onto paper.
Yeah. Well, your writings address several topics, some common themes, womanhood, relationships, emotions, and faith. Is there a subject that you feel most identifies you with your audience or the reader?
I can't choose one because I think we as people are made up of so many different things.
It's collective.
It is a collective thing. And I go through different phases at different points in life, especially growing up and maturing and becoming older. We go through so many different phases. And so I don't think that there's one particular part that I can say I relate to more than the other, because I think there's something that connects me to so many different people for so many different reasons.
We have just a moment, Jamie, but I would like to hear some of your your work, and we mentioned Pennies in My Pocket, one of your collections of poetry. Do you have something for us?
Yes, I have a piece that I really love, and I think it just kind of sums up the feelings that I've had most recently since I've been publishing and traveling, and it's called I Wish I Was a Sunflower. I wish I was a sunflower, wild, open, yellow and facing the world, swaying but never moved by the winds of life, not drowning in the rains of growing pains, always returning to my rightful position, wild, open, yellow, and facing the world.
It's author Jamie Mays, and a collection of poetry, Pennies in My Pocket is the title. Jamie, there is also a new community project taking place that you're involved in. What's going on there?
I was able to find a project called the Black Girls Meetup. It was actually spirit from BET's celebration of African American women every year. And so I wanted to do something that also helped African American girls in the community here. I saw a need for them to have role models, definitely with seeing high rates of youth pregnancy and other issues. And so our goal through the Black Girl Meetup is to meet up bi-monthly and just provide positive role models, great conversation and activities for these young ladies. Our next meeting is actually coming up July the 27th at Saul Adler Recreation Center from 1 to 3, and the events are always free. And the one thing I tell everybody is that while we are a target program, we are not exclusive. We welcome girls of all walks of life to be a part of this great day.
Jamie, if someone would like to find out more about you, about your books, about the program, how can they do so?
They can actually follow me on Facebook. I also have a website, jamiemays.wix.com, and they can email me at jamiemays@aoe.ymail.com.
Jamie Mays, a local author, teacher, and speaker. Jamie, good to talk to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.